This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Watch Dawson Knox, also tight end, standing up on the right side. Fumbles the snap, picks it up, composes himself, takes off. Touchdown, Buffalo! Don't worry about that.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Tony Romo is like a chatty Cathy doll. You pull the string and it doesn't, yeah. It makes us like four noises. Like, what's the noise Tony Romo's going to make? Jim,
they did it again.
he was great and now he's not. The Tony Romo story.
That's tough. Well, you better on the hook for about $100 million.
But I tell you what, if Tom Brady might just be like, you know what, I want to go to the booth right now and start getting my money from Fox if I have to keep playing under this moron, these two idiots with balls and wire left, which
that's tough.
The BMS happened already in the show. I want to like leave that till tomorrow. With
and we're not doing that game today. We'll do New Orleans and Tampa likely tomorrow as Monday Night Football, right?
I may have already made a bet on that game. We'll talk about it coming up tomorrow.
You had to bet New Orleans. There's no way you bet Tampa. Six? There's no way you bet Tampa.
Well, I try and like do always what you say, right? Like, where is the number more likely to go? And I think there's a really obvious answer to that question, and perhaps that dictated where my bet was on the game. So we will talk about that coming up tomorrow.
Hintity, hintity, hint, hint. Yeah, okay, got it.
Yes. Yep. All right, so there you have it. Okay. Buffalo right now is +450 to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are the favorite right now. I think the first time maybe the season at 4-1. San Francisco 6-1. Eagles +650. This is not about the other teams. It's about Buffalo. Ken, when is the window, do you think, if one will exist, to buy the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this year? And the AFC, if that's a conversation you're interested in as well.
Well, I mean, the reason their price is going up, obviously, is it's incredibly obvious, right? Which is we're going to get closer and closer to knowing the likely playoff paths for all the teams. And then it becomes like a tournament simulation at that point with like likely power ratings. And if Kansas City is going to be the one and Buffalo is going to have to go there instead of hosting the game, then that is going to flip the win probability of that game pretty significantly. And that makes sense, right? So Buffalo should be less likely to win the Super Bowl. I'll just be honest, and you know, we talk about this on the show sometimes, but just, you know, like which teams we like to win the Super Bowl before the year, which teams kind of make sense profile-wise, who makes sense during the season. I do a lot of work on this, and I mean, the Bills are number one with a bullet in terms of just all kinds of statistical analysis. They make a lot of sense, and the Chiefs don't make a lot of sense, just to be perfectly honest. Now, they have the singular greatest player in football, obviously, in Mahomes, so maybe that can overcome anything, but I honestly think the bye doesn't have to be now, because I do think the Chiefs are going to... Have you seen the Chiefs' schedule down the stretch of this season? I mean, this is, like, embarrassing, to be honest, and the way it's shaken out, and I only know this because I am very interested in Mahomes to win some awards, specifically one award,
like
the Offensive Player of the Year award. What were you saying? Do you want to do the schedule?
Would you like it? I have it here, yes.
Yeah, I have it as well, but why don't you read it, and I can give my Tony Romo response to each game.
Okay, cool. So this will just be like a noise, or like a guttural noise. Okay, so Chiefs at Bengals on Sunday. That's a good one. That might be like like appetizing. Chiefs at Broncos.
Oh, Nick, they did it again.
Chiefs at, oh my God. Chiefs at Texans.
Yeah, that, that would actually be the noise for that game.
Chiefs versus Seahawks. I'm just going to read it because like, it's all, they're going to win all these games. Chiefs versus Seahawks. Chiefs at home against the Broncos. God, two more games against Russell Wilson. Russ might be on IR at that point. And then Chiefs at the Raiders.
At the Raiders to close the season. We can do this here, too. They're probably not losing, and if they do lose, it's going to be this week. So this week's game, it holds a tremendous amount of importance against Cincinnati, because they're not losing the next five. So if it's going to happen, it's this week, obviously, against Cincinnati. And think about some of the totals in those games. And I can hold a lot of this, like the award stuff. Just telling everybody, Mahomes, not only is he live to win Offensive Player of the Year, he got liver. Like, way liver because of what has happened. Not liver is not a word. He got more live, obviously. But think about the totals in some of these games. What's the total in the Bengals game this week? Like 51.5?
It is. I think it's actually a little more than that. I'm on a different screen right now, but I'll get to it.
At Denver's like the only game where you don't project them to score a million points because Denver's defense is at least pretty good and they're at their place. At Cincinnati's a high total. At Houston's a lower total, but Kansas City's team total is going to be 95 in the game. Home Seattle, the total in the game might be 60. At the Raiders, though, everybody's playing in snow. They're going to Vegas to play a game with a total of 57, probably. I just, the likelihood to accumulate statistics is high with this guy. So, you know, just found that. What did we even start talking about with this? Oh, the time to buy the Bills. That's how this started. So my point is, I think they're going to be the one. Maybe they lose this game. Could happen. I think they're likely to be the one. If they're likely to be the one, then the time to buy the Bills is right before the playoffs start. That's when Kansas City is the one. That's the time to buy the Bills. Because you want it to be locked in. You get the better price. And I would like Buffalo in that matchup, even if the game is going to be in Kansas City. Would like Buffalo a great deal in that matchup. They'll have Rousseau back. Maybe they have Vaughn back. They have Tre'Davious White back, and he's been playing. The version of Buffalo that's showing up in that game is elite. Is extremely good.
What's
so
the point
we'll
spread
see.
In that game? Buffalo at Kansas City. Pick them?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What do I think it'll be, or what would I make it?
Both.
I think it would either be like Bills 1 or 1.5, and I might make the Bills 3.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't think the Chiefs can ever be favored in that game, even with the home field advantage in the playoffs.
I'm dying for the opportunity to bet the Bills under 3 in a playoff game at Arrowhead. Dying for that opportunity.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the actual market will be smarter than that. It's been smarter in some of the other meetings, and I don't know. So I'm thinking about you. I could never have imagined you'd get an entry point to bet the Bills to win the Super Bowl the way the season has gone, or the way it started, I should say. But because of the Allen injury and the losses, and the Chiefs look great, and the Eagles look very good, now you have this kind of swirling mix of variables where Buffalo doesn't stand out anymore to people. And that's great, because they stand out a lot to me. And I think they're the most likely team to win the Super Bowl, maybe by a lot, actually. And I like some other teams too. San Francisco's a little interesting. Dallas is very interesting. And that's kind of it for me. I don't like a lot of the teams that are going to make the playoffs. And I do like Buffalo a great deal. So for me, at least, I don't think it's now. The only reason it would be now, and I know I'm dragging this out a little bit, but the last point is, if you liked the Bengals a lot this week, or like thought that they were more likely to win than the market, then this is the buy point. Because if Buffalo's going to be the one, then in a lot of situations where that happens. So it just depends on maybe how you feel about this game, whether that's the entry point or not. It might be before the playoffs start if the Chiefs are going to be the one.
I think the Bengals might end up being the fly in the ointment when it's all said and done, kind of like they were last year. We'll talk about the Bengals and Chiefs as we move along here. You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken here. Magnificent Football Monday, P squared, B squared for week 13 in the NFL. Packers and Bears, is up next in kind of like rotation order, but that game's going to require some more analysis. Maybe we'll do it next hour. Let's go to the Lions and the Jaguars here.
We should do it tomorrow. I think we should already say we're doing it tomorrow. Right. Like
sounds good.
I'm not trying to get ahead of anything there. This isn't like, it's so obvious that something's happening. This is like, I have no clue what's going on. And maybe the market's implying something. A prominent sports book just opened Packers -3 was their opener in this game. That happened about 20 minutes ago. So Packers -3 on the road, but with field status and Rodgers status now completely up in the air. A great game to bet if you have information. We just don't have any on that game right now. So I think we're going to have to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, and like to me, like Packers -2.5, which is what like I bet MGM has right now. To me, that's an Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields number. Like if both quarterbacks are going to play, and like we don't know that that's the case, so we can talk about that coming up tomorrow.
Is it also a Love Simeon number? Like both backups.
If it's Love Simeon, the Packers have to be more than 3, in my opinion.
Okay, that's interesting. Why don't we save that for tomorrow? That's an interesting. I think open it up to other people and their opinions on it. I don't have a strong opinion on that.
Oh, I think the Packers would slam. Well, I'll tell you what I would like. Depends on what it would be.
Doesn't mean that's what it would have to be, potentially. Okay.
So we'll say Packers and Bears. Lions and Jaguars from Detroit. So the Lions might have lost to the Bills, but Detroit's been acquitting itself really well. Defense has been playing pretty well. I know they allowed 31 points. It's Buffalo, though. I thought the defense played pretty well in that game. And taking on a Jaguars team where it's possible that Trevor Lawrence's hashtag awakened here coming off the out of the bye in year 2 with Doug Peterson. Some really interesting quotes in the post-game locker room for Jacksonville yesterday with players talking about how Trevor's made the leap and how like Urban Meyer was a bigger disaster than anyone even thought or like even knows now. And how Lawrence is kind of becoming like quote unquote the guy, like he's the guy right now for the Jaguars. So right now the line at BetMGM, the Lions sitting as 1.5 point favorites, it's down to 1. Lions -1, total is 51.5. Ken, when the Jaguars played the Las Vegas Raiders in Jacksonville about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, the Raiders were favored in the game. I came on the show on a Magnificent Football Monday and told you the wrong team was favored. I will say it once again here. And again, okay. Like I'm not saying the Jaguars should be 3. The wrong team is favored here. I think Jacksonville should be favored. I will be betting Jacksonville in this game at any underdog price to go on the road and beat the Lions in Detroit.
Okay. I wouldn't blame you for making the bet. Certainly would be. Well, it's interesting, right? I was going to say it was like a recency play, but that would also mean you have rated Detroit much better the last 3 to 4 weeks based on how they've played as well. My number in the game is a pick. One each way. Couldn't care less, honestly. It's it's so funny because it's a dreadful game from a record standpoint and a great game because the teams have been so good recently. I mean, it's kind of emerged as like a game I'm actually really excited to watch. And I can't believe we're here with this game. This game on paper, this is a dreadful game, but I'm actually
awesome.
Pretty interested in it.
And can I ask you a question? Application for you. Is this a tease? Because like, I understand it's
a high
total
a teaser
here.
Question. Yeah, go ahead.
I think both teaser legs cover in this game.
Wow. With a 51.5 total, too. My other question was...
With a 51.5, because it's the Lions.
Do we have a Travis Etienne update from after the game yesterday on what happened? Or on what's going on this week? Just in terms of...
I don't know if we have like any clarity, but even if he doesn't play, Hasty looked great. Daryl Henderson's fine. Like, Etienne's
sure.
Don't get me wrong.
Right. I you know, in a... When we're talking about like less relevant numbers, sub 3 each way, you know, is that the kind of a thing where you get a half point or a point from pick to one or a half to, you know, 1 to 1.5 on a really dynamic offensive player maybe not going to play in the game? That could explain a little bit of the difference potentially. That's all I was thinking about. Don't have a strong opinion on the game. Think very likely a coin flip. I can't believe I'm saying this. A game I'm more excited to watch than bet on.
Yeah. I just looked it up. Doug Peterson, like 20 minutes ago, literally, the news story is from 16
great.
Minutes ago. Doug Peterson says that ETN should play on Sunday as a foot sprain and could have come back in yesterday, but they wanted to be safe.
I don't have a strong betting take on it. Could make an argument for both sides. Actually can't wait to watch it, and I can't believe I'm saying that out loud.
Halfway through the show, 2 more hours to go. Power hour, final hour, but the entirety of next hour devoted to handicapping week 13 in the NFL with P-squared, B-squared.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.